All right, let's take our Bibles and open up to the Gospel according to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. Here we have a very familiar passage of Scripture.
John chapter 4, verse number 4, and I do see the time, and we will be very brief this evening. But in John chapter 4, verse number 4, as Jesus was traveling from Judea to Samaria, or to Galilee, right in between the middle of these two sections of Israel was the region of Samaria. And in verse number 4, God tells us that he must needs go through Samaria. And as he went there, they come to the well. He sits down at the well, and the disciple says, "Well, Jesus, we're going into town. We're hungry, and we'll go get something to eat, and we'll bring you back something." And so Jesus dismissed the disciples, and they went into the town searching for something to eat. Well, while they were in town looking for something that they could purchase for food, along comes this woman in verse number 7 of Samaria. Because Jesus was at the city well, and if they wanted to get water, they had to go out to the well with a bucket, fill the bucket up, and carry it back. And that was the job of the women. And so here she comes to do that, and as she approaches the well, Jesus, very obviously a Jew, asks her, "Give me a drink." And she was a little bit astounded by his request. Not because she was surprised that he might be thirsty or that he would require some help because the well was deep, but because he would ask her, being a Samaritan. And if you're familiar with this, you know that the Samaritans and the Jews did not get along. They had a lot of animosity between the two. And so Jesus started up a discussion with her that, of course, he turns into the gospel message, telling her that he had water, that if she would drink, she would never thirst again. Of course, he's talking spiritually. He's talking of salvation. And, of course, he's very interested in that, never having to go to the well again. But then he confronts her with her sin. In verse number 16, he says, "Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither." And the woman confessed. In verse 17, the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said unto her, "Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly." Now Jesus here is exposing her sin. She's understanding that, believing him in verse 19 to be a prophet, asks him a question, and Jesus gets back to the gospel and tells her that God is spirit in verse 24, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And eventually, she believes on the Lord just as the disciples are coming back. And she takes off, leaving her water there, into the city. And of course, they have the discussion as to what are you doing talking to her, and did someone give you something to eat? Because he said, "I have meat that ye know not of." But it's interesting as we come down to verse 35, Jesus says to the disciples, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." Now what he is talking about is a Samaritan woman had gone into town, had told everybody that would listen, which were just the men, as the Bible tells us, and told them that she had met a man who told her everything she had done. They understood what she was saying, claiming to have found the Messiah. And so this great crowd is coming up the road from the city to the well. And so as Jesus is saying here, look on the fields that are white already to harvest, he's saying, look on the people coming. Don't look over there on the fields of grain, but look on the road where you have all these folks coming that have already heard this woman witness of the gospel to them. A great many believed because of her testimony, but many didn't. And so as they come to Christ and he shares the gospel with them, they too wind up getting saved. And so the challenge is to look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest. You know, the devil and the world would convince us that people just don't want to hear the gospel message today. But as I saw in the Philippines, and if you go out and talk to people today, even though most really aren't interested, there are those that are ready for the harvest that are ready to receive Christ. In our revival last week, we had six make a profession of faith. Now, you can't tell me people don't still get saved today and that everyone's heart is hardened to the gospel. They're still there. And so Jesus is still saying to us today to lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest. He doesn't want you to look out at the corn or at the soybeans or at the wheat. He wants you to look at the people in your community and that he has brought you in contact with and realize that any one of them could get saved. Think about this woman, probably shunned by all the other women in that town. If there was ever a definition of low life, she would have met it in their day and age. And that's who Jesus must needs go see. Wins her to Christ and look at the change. Aren't you glad Jesus doesn't just save us but changes us so that we're not what we used to be? Praise God for that. And that's where this woman came in. One of the great evangelists of the New Testament was this woman that Jesus met at the well. And so, as I say, the challenge tonight, look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest. Father, we thank you for your word, and Lord, this account in the life of Christ and the reminder and the challenge of it. Father, it's easy for us to just write people off and to think, well, the hearts are so hard today, and to just simply give up trying. But Father, thank you for the encouragement that folks are still getting saved, you're still on the throne, and you can save even the vilest of sinners. But thank you for what you do in our hearts as you challenge us now in Jesus' name. Amen.